Hey everybody, welcome back to the Mindful Edge. We know that it has been a while. We missed you. I hope you missed us. Today we are going to be talking about something kind of deep, and we're going to try not to make it heavy, but give you a little bit to take some nuggets with you. And we are talking about finding you through the chaos of life, which is one of the reasons you haven't heard from us in a while.
This is correct.
Because we've been trying to chug through all the ebbs and flows from 25 to 26.
Yeah, 2025 was a very interesting year, I think, for myself, for everybody I've talked to. It was one of those, like, I don't want to call it awakening, but one of those, like, hard years.
Oh, yeah, very hard.
That I think everybody said the consensus was 2025 was difficult for me. It's one of the hardest years of my life.
Yeah.
And then now we're in 2026, and I feel like February is starting to give people a breath of fresh air.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like 2025 was definitely a lot of chaos.
Oh, yeah. 2025 was hell.
Yeah.
I'm going to say it, y'all. It was hell. But today we are not talking about escaping the chaos of everyday life. We're going to give you some nuggets, and we're going to talk about how to find you in the midst of it.
And I think even this, the climate that we're living in the world where every day there's something new, right? How to be able to find yourself even through looking through social media, even through dealing with grief, dealing with job loss, income loss, yourself loss, right? Because I think the hardest part about chaos is realizing in it, how do I get out of it?
Right?
Or do I want to get out of it?
Well, if you're like me, can I escape it?
And right. that's hardest part about, you don't want to do the escapism, which is leaving your reality and going to find something to distract yourself.
Yeah, distractions aren't good.
Yes.
The summer of 2014. Those distractions aren't good. If you want to know about 2014, go listen to our other episode where it was Dr. P. Unhinged, and you would know all about my summer 2014.
Exactly.
But one of the things with that 2025 taught me, and, you know, dealing with chaos, when looking back, I wasn't present. I was just like surviving, going from one day to the next. And like you said, the end of that, it was like, wait a minute, what happened those other 10, 11 months? I couldn't remember all the time. Yeah.
I know for me, the chaos was a lot of it was I had an income change.
Oh, same.
Right, where I went from making a level of income that I was excited with to now by December I'm not.
Right.
And then 2026 started and I was like, okay, we got to get this. We got to get the ball rolling back to where we're at. But also sitting in it. It was uncomfortable.
Oh, very. Yeah. Because with that, you lose something. And I think going through that, the first thing I lost outside of the change in income with the business, I lost clarity and focus.
Correct.
It was like, okay, all hell is breaking loose. You're just trying to figure out, okay, how can I keep a roof over my head? Like all the basic necessities. But then you lose clarity of like your long-term goals.
100%. And you lose yourself.
Oh, right? Yeah.
And losing yourself is simply, I was a person that I wasn't anymore. And you're trying to reach perfection.
Yeah.
And the unfortunate effect about perfection is it's a facade of thinking you have more time than what you have.
Oh, my gosh.
Right? So it's like, I gotta be perfect in this moment. Even though chaos is happening, I gotta still be perfect. I have to still be this person that the world sees as good. And they can't know about my stuff behind me.
Yeah.
I got to binder clip my back so that I look good. Right? I got to put the trash under the not under the sink, but away from all the people versus like, you're going to get authentic me.
Yeah. You know what? Yeah. Dang on it. You're spot on, because even though 25 was probably one of the hardest years of my life, there were so many different adjustments. But looking now, I got my clarity back But what I tell leaders, and it's helped me fine tune it, right? Mm-hmm. So it's like the chaos exposes those unexamined harmful patterns
Correct.
That we have that sometimes all the success and the good things can hide.
Yes.
Because we don't have to focus on it. And then I realized you don't lose your authority in the chaos. You don't lose who you are. You don't lose your gifts or anything like that.
Correct.
You just lose the alignment of what you were originally focused on.
100%. Yes.
Yeah. And that's probably the hardest thing, because how do you get back alignment when it's not anything tangible you can feel?
It's kind of like when you're watching, when we were kids watching the Tasmanian Devil, and he was in that tornado spinning around, yeah. and he slowed down, and he was like, I got to take all these heavy breaths. That's mm-hmm. what the chaos feels like, right? Where it's like, I got to take all these heavy breaths because I stopped breathing.
Wow.
I stopped breathing.
Yeah.
Right? And so learning to just realize, be in the moment, I think the chaos makes you stay in the moment. It makes you stay present,
mm-hmm.
right? It sucks.
It sucks.
It's heavy.
Yeah.
You really wanna cry every single day.
Oh my gosh, I think I did.
Yeah, but then you still have to show up authentically and still enjoy life.
Yes.
Right? You have to have that balance,
mm-hmm.
which is the unfortunate part of chaos.
Yeah.
Of like, I just want to be in my bed.
Yeah.
I just want to, or be on this couch
mm-hmm.
and put this cover and close the blinds.
Yeah.
And it's not a depression, right? Mm-hmm. It may be a depressed feeling,
yeah.
but you're like, I got to still show up.
Yes.
I still have to show up, unfortunately.
Yeah, yeah. And I think that's one of the, how we can easily lose ourselves
mm-hmm.
if we don't take that moment to start breathing again.
Yeah, that, and even, I think I did a mindful minute one time where we were doing deep breaths on one of the last episodes, and sometimes you're like, I don't want to box breathe right now.
Right.
Like, I don't want to do the 4, 4, 4, 6, 8, 4, 7, 8. But you have to, because if you're not breathing properly, you're eventually going to drown.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Because you're holding your breath.
Mm-hmm.
And in that process of holding your breath, you realize, like, am I really living?
Mm.
Right? Am I enjoying the moments of realizing that I still have everything around me?
Yeah.
Right. I still have a house to walk into. I still have a son that talks. I still have a job. I still can wake up every day, because there are people who didn't wake up yesterday.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And you still have love.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that was the hardest part of the chaos of life.
Yeah.
Of realizing that there's still love in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Right. But do I love myself right now?
Throughout this whole process, when you said, like, there were some people that didn't wake up, going through this tough time, and I used to hate hearing when you go to church, oh, it's your trials and tribulations that'll make you stronger. Like, and I would be like, that's a bunch of crap.
It is.
But now, realizing when I was going through, I was starting to sound like an old Southern grandmother. Because I would say those same things. There is not one time where I've gone without. There is mm-hmm. not one. I have all the things I need.
Mm-hmm.
I may not have the things I want.
Correct.
But I have the things I need. And I knew I had switched over from big sis to auntie. when I woke up one morning and said, God, I thank you that I'm alive and my bed wasn't my cooler board. I said, oh, Lord.
Not your auntie, for sure. Yes.
I'm official auntie. Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Yeah. I was like, this cannot be happening.
But it's good, though, because now you found out who you really are, right? But also, I think, like, for me, since our last episode was in December, I turned 39, and I'm a year away from 40. So, or See, not, so. Actually not a year away. We're talking like 11 months away now at this point. So, and
CISO is our family Christmas baby.
Yeah. And it's like, it's wild to realize that you're getting to transition into a new world, right? I feel like 40, when you transition to a different age range, life looks different.
I wish y'all could see me rolling my eyes. He's talking about 40, and I would redo 40. I'm going into 50. Yeah.
And I'm like, and it's wild because you don't think about it at 18. You don't.
No, not at all.
At 18, you never think about turning 40 or you never think about turning 45 or 50. You're like, I'm 18. Like, the world is so much vast. It's so big. I have so much. And you turn 39, you're like, okay, I don't have that much time.
Right. I got like a cool 20 summers.
And that's and it sounds like it's so long from now. But at 18, I was like, I got all the summers in the world. Yes. I got unlimited summers. We're talking 20 summers, right? We put a number on it now. So it's finding yourself in that of understanding that as we transition into different parts of our life and losing people, that you're not losing intrinsically who you want to become every single day, right? Because sometimes we as humans think we have to get to a point to have a timeline. It has to be done by 6 months. I have to be at this point because if this chaos is happening, I won't get to that point.
Right.
But it's like the chaos is a part of that journey.
Yeah. And it does, like, I've really been laughing at myself. I was sliding down walls, and it wasn't because of Mr. R this time. It was because, if I'm honest, there were some things that I did and decisions that I made that had gotten me to that point.
Correct.
Right? Mm-hmm. And so in that, finding who I was in the midst of chaos, not who people think I am, not who people want me to be, but who is the real me? And now going into 50, now I understand people say, I'm 50, I'm going to do whatever. And it's like, no, you're turning a certain age. You're going to be your authentic self.
Correct.
No more smoke and mirrors.
Yes. Yeah.
And I think that's probably one of the biggest lessons. And it's a different level of authenticity from my 40s. And going into my 50s.
Correct.
Yeah.
And I think also for me, I learned that we will compare ourselves in chaos.
Oh, all the time.
Right. Well, this person must be doing well in their life because it looks good, or they must be doing well. And I remember having a conversation with someone. They were like, you know, he broke. And I was like, no, he not. I see him all. They was like, no, he don't have the money. And I was like, oh, okay.
But he was just in a Lamborghini on Facebook.
And it's like, we compare, social media was skew everything we think about people.
Yeah.
Like their relationship must be happy. Mm-hmm. Even in the chaos of what we're living in, we're like, oh, they must be happy, or they must be living until someone says, like, no, they're not.
Yeah.
And I think we also have to realize that of, like, when you're in the chaos, don't compare yourself to others.
Yeah.
Right. Don't think because someone else looks happy, or you think they're happy, or you think they're living their best life, that they really are, and they're not.
Yeah.
Just be comfortable with where you're at in life.
Yeah. And that's why social media for me sometimes, even when I'm up or down, it's just overwhelming to me. I put a post up on Threads where you cut up, by the way.
Listen, Threads, if y'all see me on Threads,
he's not there to see on Threads.
That's my twin.
But I put a post up that social media is starting to feel very 90s infomercial, that everyone's an expert, everyone can help you make $1 million, everyone can do this. And when you're in the chaos of things, you're looking for answers.
Correct.
But I'm like, this is not, everyone can't be doing this, because, and then when you think about it, you look at, for me, I'm a, you know, the nerd me, I'm like, well, let me go to the Department of Labor and Statistics. The unemployment rate is 4.3%. For black women, it's 8.3%. For, you know, so I started going through, and I'm like, of course everyone's an expert right now. No one's working.
All I got is time to do YouTube University and grab a couple of videos, clip them together, and now I'm an expert, right?
Yeah.
Everybody's a mental health expert right
now.
Oh,
my gosh.
Right. I know about your mental health. Everybody's depressed. And it's like, no, we're not. Yes, we have depressed feelings.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's anxious. Yes, we are. We live in a time that every single day something's changing.
Yeah.
Right. Or there was a time where I was doing Therapist Corner on Facebook, right, where I was giving the world the pop psychology world words that had changed, right? Doom scrolling isn't simply I'm on my phone just simply scrolling. That's mindless scrolling.
Yes.
Right? Doom scrolling is I'm taking in a bunch of very negative news, very negative things, and I'm just scrolling continuously on that stuff, right?
Okay.
So the world we live in right now could be very simply like doom scrolling. I'm looking at Gaza. I'm looking at, you know, the president stuff. I'm looking at the Epstein. I'm looking at all this stuff all the time versus I need to find something to make me laugh.
Yeah.
Right? I need to go on TikTok. I need to go on social media and laugh at some reels.
Yeah.
Right? Or I need to, you know, connect with a friend on social media. Now I'm messaging you because you live across the world.
Mm-hmm.
those are the times of things that we should be doing in the chaos.
Yeah.
Right. Not taking in more negative information, mm-hmm. but taking in information that, like I said on Threads, I was able to just be my.
If y'all could see Cecil on Threads, just remember he's a real therapist.
I'm a real therapist.
He has degrees and all of that.
Listen, but that's it. The buck stops there.
I see some of his posts, guys, and I'm like, that wasn't meant for Big Cousin.
It wasn't.
Let me keep scrolling.
So, I probably should put a disclaimer on there. If you are family or friends that know me,
just keep passing by.
Just wave. But it allowed me to get those thoughts that I sit in at home a lot. Because I don't talk to people about that side of me.
Yeah.
Right? Because people they say, well, aren't you the therapist? That's the first thing they go to. Versus, you're human.
Oh my gosh, people do me like that. Oh, you're the leadership person, don't you know? And I'm like, yeah, however, I'm experiencing this part. And I have a question in my business. How do I go? Who do I trust to give me some, mm-hmm. Advice? And I think what I probably also realized in this moment, which was probably the most daunting, was that my circle is full of people that I have helped, mm-hmm. that I can help, and I'm proud to see where they are. But my next layer of questions and problems far precedes what they have the capacity to be able to help me with. And so now I'm in this space where where are the people now that can help me mm-hmm. with some of the questions and things that I have? Mm-hmm. And then I fought myself darn it, I didn't do what I was telling people to do, to mm-hmm. expand up and not just expand laterally.
Correct. Yeah. Everybody loves to tell the therapist to go see a therapist, right? And it's that's great advice, uh-huh. right? I do believe that's amazing advice. But when you're the known therapist in the city of small amount of therapists.
Oh, that's hard.
That's a harder part. And I'm telling people all the time, I'm the black male therapist in a city full of maybe 3 black male therapists. Mm. So when you become the therapist that everybody knows, it's harder to find. Well, then why don't you just do virtual? I don't want to do virtual, right? I don't want to sit in front of a computer screen and talk to somebody across the screen. I want the connection. Oh, well, then talk to this person. I don't know that person.
Yeah.
Right? So it's the being in the chaos of life and being a therapist, and everybody says go to therapy, that's not always the best response.
Yeah.
Versus being like, hey, can I sit with you and talk to you and let you vent about you just being you, mm-hmm. you being human. But I'm also finding in this part of my life that I isolate to recharge, but I also isolate so that I understand the world.
Okay. In his isolation, you guys, I'm surrounded by tons of Capricorns, all of them actually, and they all isolate to recalibrate.
We have to.
And it drives me and my Cancer self and my recovering from anxious attachment. It drives me crazy.
It drives the world crazy, right? Because the world is not used to sitting with themselves.
No.
And being in your own feelings and grabbing something and being like, I caused most of this stuff, mm-hmm. right? I'm the problem for this reason.
Yeah.
And then understanding why you're the problem, mm-hmm. understanding the feeling of the problem, and then being like, well, what do I do going forward?
Yeah.
And then people are like, I didn't realize not many people in the world can do that.
It's hard. I've learned it from you guys. I mean, every single one of you. You are Vic.
Yeah.
Tyrone. You guys are all really my people, and you're all literally a week or two apart.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
When I found out that Vic was a Capricorn, I was like, it makes so much
it
more
makes sense.
It makes so much more mm-hmm. sense. But also understanding that as you're trying to process yourself, the world wants you to know about. They want to know about why you're processing yourself, right? They're asking the questions of why you're isolating or where are you at? And it's like, I'm not mad at anybody, right? I'm not upset. I'm just more so processing the chaos, right?
Can you tell the world I've gotten better with you processing?
Of course, 100%.
Okay,
yeah. No. I think a lot of people didn't actually. It was wild, right?
As much as it helped you, it helped us.
Yeah, because I think I learned, once I came out of the chaos of life, I learned that I literally, I still got to be myself, mm-hmm. and I still have to still share the stuff for me, for the world.
Yeah.
But also realizing, I think also during that time of isolation, I didn't talk to many people that thought I was dating the world, right? People think I'm dating like half the city right now.
Don't even get me started. We're going to have to do a whole other podcast on dating life or lack thereof.
But still single, guys, just so everybody knows. but that's besides the point. But realizing that life creates chaos so that you can actually see the rainbows, the glitter, and the butterflies. Mm-hmm. Right, because once I came out of the chaos, I was like, "Oh, I'm good." Right, I just gotta just you had to go through that. It wasn't a denial. It was a delay.
So I've never told you about my framework until today.
Okay.
So looking at it, did it help you?
So let's see. It says first one is feel before you fix. I is identify your values. N is name the narrative, and D is decide intentionally.
I use that with clients. It's called the find. Framework. So usually like when they're going through change at work, we usually go through that process before they start trying to fix it. And even though I had them use it, it took me a minute to use my own stuff. Mm-hmm.
I would say very similarly, yes.
Okay.
I would say from like I said, the world 4 months from September to December, life has kind of changed for me. And then I turned 39, and then January hit, and I was like, okay, I'm kind of in a better headspace. But even through that headspace in the chaos, I still decided to live.
Yeah.
Right? The thing I valued the most during that time was realizing what I created.
Yeah. And that's why we wanted to do this episode today. Mm-hmm. Because there's so much going on and there's so many distractions that if you can find you, and people will say it and make it seem so easy. Oh, just find you. Just learn to love yourself. Just do. It is hard AF. And Cecil just rolled his eyes hard AF.
Because those cute cliche things.
Yeah. And it's not cliche.
It's not.
It's dirty. It's muddy.
Yeah.
It's all the things.
A couple years ago, someone told me like, it's okay to sit in the mud sometimes.
Yep. That's exactly what you're going to have to do.
And we're in the mud, right? It's the mud city.
It's the mud.
The irony, right? The cliche, right? Sit in the mud. But when you're stuck in the mud, don't try to pull yourself out sometimes.
Yeah.
Right? It's okay to sit in it for a little while, get out, take a shower, and wipe yourself off. Mm-hmm. But sometimes you just need to sit in it.
Yeah, because chaos is a mirror, to be honest, guys.
100%.
It's a mirror. Mm-hmm. And so you have to be willing to look in the mirror to say, okay, what part of this chaos is beyond my control.
Correct.
But what part of the chaos did I create?
100%.
Yeah.
Right. Because sometimes I think we blame the world for our chaos.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Oh, if they didn't do, or if they would have did, or if how this person would have did, or how they would have moved, mm-hmm. versus like I.
Yeah.
Right. That's what we teach in therapy, I statements.
Yep.
Right. Use I. What did I do? How did I accomplish this? What can I do to then going forward to create a boundary with that? Or how can I create a different narrative for that versus finger pointing, right?
Yeah. And peace, the one thing, let me tell y'all about peace. Peace is really letting go. When you could look at something that would have just yoked your chain and you just look at it and be like, I'm okay.
Clock it. No, right? And peace is priceless.
Priceless.
Right. You cannot swipe a credit card for it.
No.
You cannot go take a loan out for it. You cannot repo some and get something. You cannot do something for peace.
Uh-huh.
Right. Peace is one of those things where you have to realize you create it.
Yep.
You have to create that peace.
Mm-hmm. And I understand. See, this is where I know I turned to an auntie. I understand now where you could wake up and things aren't the way that you want them to be.
Mm-hmm.
But you say, you know what? It's going to be okay.
100%.
Like, it's good. I'm good. Everything is going to be fine. And you go about your day.
100%.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think that's what gives me the smile. Because now, like you said, February, we're starting to go into March.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's like spring is coming.
Yes.
Good things are on the horizon. And so, yeah, I'm excited. I mean, yeah.
Plus, I think, you know, living in the, well, I think most of the world, most of the United States experience is having snow on the ground when there's no greenery affects your mood completely.
Oh, definitely.
And as we're warming up, and I feel like as we are seeing snow melt and the sun is coming out a little bit more, we have an extended time throughout the United States where We got 6 p.m. sunsets now. Mm-hmm. I think we are realizing the sun is coming out, that seasonal affective disorder is starting to dissipate. Right. We are in a better space because we don't realize how much gloom and snow and clouds affect your mood.
Oh, yeah.
And it creates more chaos because you'd be tired at 17 degrees every day.
Oh, my goodness. Yes. And especially for me, I'm an outdoor walker. Mm-hmm. So once the snow hits, I'm like, oh, my goodness, what am I going to do? But I've been doing, like Chris has said, weighted vest. Okay. I got a 20-pounder.
Nice.
And I go walk in the mall with the seniors. And on days where I'm thinking I'm, like, looking a mess, I had one season, gentlemen, tell me I was beautiful.
Yeah, listen, they are good at that.
But then one of the other ladies was like, watch out for him. So they have their own little playboys in their little community. I thought it was hilarious, but he made my day. But yeah, I'm a summer baby.
Yeah. I'm a winter baby and still dislike winter. I was walking out of my office one day and I heard a crunch of snow and I just got irritated.
Yes, I hate crunchy snow.
I was like, okay, we just got to wrap this up. Snow, come get your bags. Yes. Come pack them. Come get your shovel, your salt, your gloves, and you can get up out of here.
Yeah. I missed you.
Listen, it was good. Listen, this was a good time. I missed these conversations.
Yeah, me too.
I know I took it to threads, but these were the conversations I think the world needs to know about.
Yeah, they need to see because they can see the perception of us on social media.
Correct.
And see perception of people on social media. Mm-hmm. But the purpose of this podcast is that we're connecting heart to heart and just having those real conversations that are going to help you in life and help you at work
especially,
as well.
Yeah. And I know for me and I think you both, we're both in our grief seasons.
Yes, this is heavy grief season,
right,
for us.
And so I don't want to say the grief is chaos, but I feel like it can make you feel chaotic.
Mm-hmm.
Right. It can make it feel like the world is crashing and burning, and it can feel heavy and you can get tired and want to isolate, but also realizing that afterwards and feeling the celebration of it. Mm-hmm. Right, you can still celebrate chaos sometimes. So if anybody is listening and they realize they feel like it's heavy and it's chaotic, it's okay, right? And it's also okay not to be okay too.
That's
an okay thing. So I just wanted everybody to know that, because I'm in my grief season. My mom's birthday is coming up soon. And so knowing that it's heavy, and then May comes right after that. So
So I always try to hug on, because he'll go in hibernation, but I have to pull him out. So in closing, we have three reflective questions we want you to think about as you're listening to this podcast. So the first question is, where in my life am I reacting instead of responding? What value have I compromised recently out of stress? And who am I becoming in the middle of this season?
Those are some great reflective questions.
Yeah, those are some questions I had to sit with, because, you know, for me, stress, I feel it in my body. I get really anxious. My hands start to, and when I feel that, I'm like, okay, what am I responding? Like, what am I responding to? But the favorite part of is the becoming part. Because you want to come out and be somebody different, somebody, you know, this season for me, I think, has been the hardest because I miss my dad the most, because this would have been a milestone birthday for him. And it's a milestone birthday for me. Mm-hmm. And so I'm thinking I miss my grand. So all the things, excuse me, guys, but who am I becoming in this season that they would be proud of? So I'm going to turn over because I'm going to,
That was a good one. That was a good one. I'm going to end you guys with a quote. You don't find yourself by escaping the storm. You find yourself by anchoring in it. And I think that's a great way to end understanding chaos, right? If you anchor yourself, chaos will slow down a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
Right. After the storm, there's always calm.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes we just have to understand that. So thank you guys for listening to the Mindful Edge podcast. You can find us on all areas of your podcast, www.gte.org/The Mindful Edge. Shout out to the amazing producer, Chris. And thank you guys for listening.
Thank you guys. Love y'all double time.
WGTE. Voices around us.